I'm still talking about the multiplying wisdom, which in other words means the wisdom that helps us to multiply. The wisdom that helps us to multiply any resource that God gives us, any talent that God gives us, any skill that God gives us, any opportunity that God... There are so many people who receive opportunities and cannot even maximize it, let alone multiply it. So they get an opportunity and they waste it. I know people who 10 years ago had an opportunity that if they had taken it, by now they should be millionaires. Unfortunately, because they didn't have the wisdom to multiply, they saw the opportunity and they let it pass. I know people who were dashed opportunities. They were dashed opportunities. But the only thing they could see about the opportunity was that it is too difficult. The only thing they could see was the difficulty in the opportunity. The only thing they could see was the problem. But nobody multiplies without a problem. If you are in an area where there are problems, you are in an area where you can multiply. If you find yourself in an economy where there are issues, there are problems, there are things that have no solution, then you are in a place where you can multiply. You are in a place where you can become great. Let me give you this story that I've heard over and over and over, and then you would see what I mean. Two people were sent. They were salesmen. One was sent to a place, they sell shoes. One was sent to a place where nobody wore shoes. I mean, they were both sent to a place where nobody wore shoes. The first one went there, came back with a report that we can never sell a shoe here because in this country, nobody wears shoes. Another one went, came back and said that, wow, we have discovered a market. This place, nobody has worn a shoe before. So if there are 3 million people in this place, we are going to sell 3 million shoes. It is up to who is looking and who is checking and who is receiving. So like I said, there are a lot of opportunities, but the problem is how we can even identify, maximize, and multiply. And the problem I have seen is that most people can't even identify opportunity, let alone multiply it. So I'm talking for some time now about the multiplying wisdom, how to multiply the opportunity, how to multiply what God gives you. And I said from Genesis 1:28 that God gave us the desire, God gave us the heart, God gave us the mind for multiplication. So anytime you feel that I am constrained in this atmosphere, I am constrained, I need another car, it is God that has placed in your heart. I need another shoe, it is God that has placed in your heart. I need another house, it is God that has placed it in your heart. I need another contract, it is God that has placed it in your hand. I need another church. I need more members. I need another branch. It is God that has placed it in your heart. Then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. So the fruitfulness and multiplication came with the blessing. So when you feel that way, it is a blessing. When you feel that I don't like the way I'm singing, I want to sing better, it's a blessing. Because there are people, they are very, very comfortable with the way they sing. And when they sing, you will not like it. But they are very comfortable. In fact, they are so comfortable, and when you correct them, they get angry. The way I'm singing, can you sing it? That you are correcting me? Meanwhile, you know that brother is not singing anything. For you to even feel that my preaching, I need to get it better. It is God that places that desire in you. Then God bless them. So when God doesn't bless you, you don't feel like multiplying. You don't feel like doing better. You don't feel like adding more. So whenever you feel like adding more, thank God for that blessing. Whenever you feel that my marriage has stagnated for too long, I need a better marriage, thank God for that blessing. When you feel that my singing ministry has stagnated, I need something more, thank God. That alone is a blessing. That alone is a blessing. I am not playing so well. I've been playing like this for too long. I want to play better. It's a blessing. I've been praying for 1 hour for too long. I want to move it to 2-3 hours. It's a blessing. It's a blessing that makes you want to multiply. It's a blessing that makes you want to do more. So when you see somebody who wants to do more, don't say that, oh, you're too known. The reason why you seem to be too known is because you have not been blessed with that grace. So instead of saying, "Oh, you're too known," ask him that, "Can you pray for me that me too, I will feel this way?" Especially church members, when they are following a pastor who wants more, they get very, very disturbed and very angry. Is it not enough? You think it's enough because you don't have that blessing. Hello? You see somebody's marriage and it's better and you go home and you want to do more. Your husband says, hey, it's not say, nah, unim ni omu ye. Instead of desiring that you too, you can do better. You say, it's not say, unim ni omu ye. It is the blessing of the Lord that causes us to feel like doing more. Be fruitful and more. Then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and have more and fill the earth and do more. So it is a blessing that God has given us. And if you don't have it, I need to pray for you that you would begin to desire to do more. You begin to desire to multiply. And now I'm talking about the wisdom to be able to multiply. I've talked about four or so Sundays already. I want to go into the next Sunday, which is today. And I want to look at Luke chapter 5. There's wisdom for everything. There's even wisdom for singing, which is not the same as wisdom for preaching. No, if you use your wisdom for preaching to sing, you won't get it right. And if a musician thinks that because he or she can sing well, it means they can preach well without acquiring the wisdom for preaching, they would have a problem. So I have never crossed my lines that, you know what, because I can speak into a microphone, it means I can sing well. No, my singing is for ministration. My singing is for preliminaries. Not when you want to hit a certain level or when you want to go deeper. No, I won't do that. When I want to go deeper, I will play a CD. Are you here? Yeah, because there are some people, they have their wisdom for that area. You cannot be one man thousand. I have wisdom for singing. I have wisdom for preaching. I have wisdom. No. Acquire it and use it. If you don't have it, master what you have and use it. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Verse 2. And saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Ten fishermen, whatever number they are, they were fishermen. They had gone out of two boats. They had gone fishing. They had gone working. They had gone struggling to make money or do something or multiply their resources. They had gone and toiled all night. They got nothing. And they had come back and they were washing their nets. As they were washing their nets, there was a miracle worker standing right next to them. And they were washing their nets. Is it possible that some of you are washing your nets whilst the miracle worker is standing right beside you? Instead of just lifting up your eyes and speaking to the miracle worker, you are just washing your nets. That miracle worker at the time had the answer to the problem they were carrying, but they never saw that this man had the answer to my problem. Is it possible that God has given you answers in people to your problem, and the people are around you and you cannot even tell? There are times that people are in your life, they are solutions to your problem, but because of your blindness, because of your pride, you cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot sense, and you cannot feel. I pray for you that God will open your eyes from today, that anybody in your life that is supposed to be an answer to a prayer, may God open your eye to see. Any opportunity that comes around you that is supposed to be an answer to a desire, may God cause your mind to be open. May God cause your heart to be open. May He cause your eye to be open so that you can see the opportunity around you. So these fishermen had the blessing standing right by them, and they couldn't tell. They were rather washing their nets. How many of us are washing our nets? How many of us have given up on life? How many of us have just hung our nets, hung our coats, hung our boots? We are not playing again. We are not marrying again. We are not going anywhere again. Meanwhile, the woman that you are supposed to marry or the man that you are supposed to marry is hanging around you. You've been talking to him every day. You've been talking to her every day. You see her in the morning. You see her in the afternoon. But it doesn't click your mind. Oh, she's my sister. What? She's your... I spoke to somebody. I said, this lady is a great girl. Why don't you marry her? Oh, we are like siblings. You know, she's like my sister. I said, where did you meet her? Oh, we met in church. So how did she become your sister? Oh, you know, we flow very well, so she's my sister. I said, is it the devil you marry or your sister you marry? Is it the devil you marry or your sister you marry? When you marry, you realize that you should have married your sister and not anybody else. Are you here? So I pray that God will open your eyes so that you see. You don't go through all the hassle before once you are there. Because listen, as these people were washing their net, some people, go to verse 1, let me show you. As this, there were two people around the miracle. There were two people around the blessing. There were two people around the glory. There were two people. One, this is the multitude, they were pressing about him to hear the word of God that would change their life. So this group knew what was standing there, but the other group that were hungry didn't know what was standing by them. And I would cry if I sit down and watch someone come and take the blessing that God gave me. The blessing was sitting by me. I didn't see it. And then I was there. Somebody came to take it. Just like this one. The multitude were taking what was supposed to be a blessing to the fishermen. How many times have you lost your blessing because you couldn't see? How many times have you lost your pastor, the blessing that your pastor carries, because you couldn't see? How many times have you lost the man you are supposed to marry because you couldn't see? How many times have you lost the person you were supposed to marry and you couldn't see? How many times have you lost a job because you couldn't see? How many times have you lost an opportunity because you couldn't see? How many times have you lost a business that will make you a millionaire in 10 years because you couldn't see? How many times have you walked away from a marriage just because there were problems and because you couldn't see? If I tell you what I went through in the first 3 years or the third year of my marriage, and I'm standing here thanking God for almost 20 years, you'll be surprised. In the third year, I said, I'm done with the marriage, but here we are. So don't throw in the towel on the third year and say that I am tired of this man, I am tired of this woman. We change and we will change. When God comes into the picture, change happens. I came to tell somebody that don't throw in the towel. Don't hang your boots. Don't run away. Don't leave it. Hold on to it. God is working something out. God is working something out. And you'll see it very soon. Go to verse 2. Let me continue. And he saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Number 3. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. Put out a little. He entered one boat, which was owned by Simon, and he said, put out a little. It means push your boat a little. It means I need something from you. Push it out a little. Multiplication starts with a sacrifice. Wisdom number 1, multiplication starts with a sacrifice. Multiplication starts with a sacrifice. The sacrifice for this man was to avail his boat, number 1, and to push it. You are coming to use my boat, and you are asking me for something as well. You are coming to use my boat to preach. Instead of pushing it yourself, you are asking that I should push it myself. Push it out a little. Make it a bit more comfortable. It's like when somebody is giving you a lift, and then you open the door and you see that the person has cluttered the front seat. And you are waiting for the person. Won't you clear the place for me to sit? I'm giving you a lift. You want me to clean the place for you? But that's what Jesus did. He said that I'm going to use your boat, but I need you to push it out a bit. Push it out a bit. I need you to sacrifice more. I need some sacrifice. I need some sacrifice. Before I multiply anything, before I see to multiplication, before I release the blessing, I need you to do some sacrifice. I need something. He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. Put out a little from the land. When you are pushing a boat, if you have never been to the fishing village before, you don't understand it. But to push a boat from the shore into the water, it is a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work. I've been there before. Because I used to sell to fishermen. I used to sell ice cream cake to fishermen. So when you go and they are pushing their boat into the water, They are singing a song. You think that they are praying in tongues. They are singing. They are using their body. They are pushing the thing. It's not easy. But when they finish pushing and the thing is on water, it floats easily. It floats easily. So Jesus was asking that, do the hard work. Put in some sacrifice. Let go of something. Push something. You want to see multiplication. I need you to sacrifice. What have you sacrificed? You don't want to sacrifice your sleep to pray. You don't want to sacrifice your stomach to fast. You don't want to sacrifice your pride to serve somebody. And yet you want to multiply. Multiplying wisdom, it starts from sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice? You go and visit your potential mother-in-law. Instead of even attempting to go to the gym to try and do something, why your nails red, long, pointed, and you have come to sit there in the hall, and then you have crossed your leg. Mommy, yebenya will be. Give me the remote. Let me see what is on here. Which channels do you guys watch? Can I have some drink? Hey. You don't want to sacrifice anything. You want to multiply. You don't want to sacrifice. You want to multiply. Young man, you are getting a job for the first time and you are not thinking that I want to come down. You come with your pride and your big manism, wearing your tie, your coat and your tie from the first line, and you don't want to sacrifice, you don't want to bend down, you don't want to show any sign of I am here to serve and I'm here to work. I came with my certificate. I came, who cares about certificate? I know many people carrying certificate and they are using it for nothing. Bend down, come down, sacrifice for multiplication. You don't want to sacrifice, you won't get anything. There are times you should be able to just serve somebody so that you will multiply. Serve somebody so that you get access. Serve somebody. Get somebody to serve. You want this woman's anointing? Serve. You want this woman's anointing? Serve. You want this man's anointing? Serve. Follow and serve. I served to this point. I served and I'm still serving. I served and I'm still serving. That's why I'm moving. You don't serve, you want greatness. He says that push it a little. Push, put it out a little. You will need sacrifice to multiply. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Give up your pride a little. Give up your pride. You meet your client. You don't allow your clients to even have a say about your work. When they are coming to make comments, hey, that's how we do it. That's how we do it. That's why they will never come back to you. Seamstress, tailor, mason, tiler, driver, you carpenter. You don't want anybody to criticize your work. Don't talk about it. Oh, this is how we do it. Have you been a carpenter before? No, I haven't. But I've been a payer before. I pay people. I pay people, and when I'm paying the piper, I am calling the tune. So if I want one leg to be shorter than the one, do it for me. That's what I want. If you don't want to do it, tell me politely that this is not how it is. And let me know and decide. But don't tell them that this is how we do it. Take it like that. You know, we are doing you a favor. You are doing what? Sacrifice. Sacrifice. You want to multiply? Sacrifice. Young people who have come, they don't know anything called sacrifice. They don't understand the word called sacrifice. They want to get it immediately. Peter had to sacrifice first. Push it out. Have my boat. And not just that, I will push it into the water for you. When will you even sacrifice? Give your boat. Give your boat. Give your time. Give your resources. Just by touching the keyboard, how much are you paying me? Just by ushering, how much are they paying? Just holding camera, how much are they paying? We are not saying we shouldn't appreciate people, but don't make it like, as for me, I don't sacrifice. I'm here. Look, sacrifice is the beginning of multiplication. It's the beginning of multiplication. What are you willing to sacrifice? I'm not saying give me your money. I don't need it. No, I don't need it. But anything you sacrifice, that thing will multiply. That thing will multiply. So as I was preparing this message, I wrote one or two things. I said, what you are willing to sacrifice, God is willing to multiply. What you are willing to sacrifice, God is willing to multiply. If you are willing to sacrifice it, God is willing to multiply it. If you are willing to sacrifice time, God is willing to multiply it. If you are willing to sacrifice comfort, God is willing to multiply it. Nothing multiplies without sacrifice. Nothing multiplies without sacrifice. Nothing multiplies without sacrifice. You are into your business and you want to see fruits. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. You want to eat too quickly. Immediately you sold your first laptop. As a laptop dealer, your first laptop you sold, you are going to buy an iPhone. Are you normal? Are you okay? You just sold that thing and they gave you 1,000. In your mind, 1,000 is your profit. I've made money. What can I buy for 1,000? A phone. Let me buy it. My phone cry is broken. That's the reason why a lot of young businessmen want to steal, because they don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to sacrifice. They want the quick way. Pump. We pastors too, we struggle in that way. We don't want to sacrifice. We don't want to go through the system of waiting for people to come to church like this. So you pass somewhere, get some power. You wave your hand like this, 1,000 gathered. You shout, they all fall down. You speak, they all bring money. Are you in the church? Am I preaching to you? Give up the control and allow multiplication to happen. There's no multiplication in your comfort zone. Jesus could have said that, you know what? I'm going to cause the fish to just follow you where you are. But he said, put it down. Put it out. Put it out. They were in their comfort zone where they were washing their net. But the principle is that nothing multiplies in your comfort zone. Nothing multiplies your comfort zone. No. Check a woman who has had a child and tell me that she had a child comfortably. Multiplication does not happen in the comfort zone. I am comfortably running the business comfortably. I'm comfortably pushing. Have you seen anybody who is pushing comfortably before? Comfortable. You kill the baby and kill yourself. Nobody pushes comfortably. We push with anger. We push with tiredness. We push with desperation. We push because we cannot be in the comfort zone. Why do you want to multiply in your comfort zone? It will never happen. Stop trying to multiply in your comfort zone. You'll be tired for nothing. Push yourself. Sacrifice a bit more. Push yourself a bit more. And then you'll begin to see the multiplication. But if you're in your comfort zone, don't expect anything to happen. Nothing multiplies in the comfort zone. So as you have been sleeping, you have been relaxing, you have been waiting. I'm waiting for the right man. You will get the left man. You don't want to work on your life. You don't want to work on your attitude. You don't want to work on your dressing. You don't want to work on your brushing of teeth. You don't want to work on anything. You just, you know, I am there. As for me, I'm there. They will come. Haven't you seen that they are not coming? We have also become intelligent. We have advised ourselves. Oh, we have advised ourselves. You go and check with the men. We are also searching. We are also looking. We are also scanning. We are also browsing. We are also checking for some sensible people. We are also checking for somebody who is working on herself. We are also checking for somebody who is adding, not somebody who is just coming to take. I'm looking for somebody who is ready to sacrifice with me for 10 years before we are able to buy something. Don't come and tell me that, as for me, I'm there. I'm waiting for him. He will never come because he's also wise. It's only foolish men who operate like that. But wise men, they scan. They are looking for people who can sacrifice. They are looking for people who can wear one shoe for some time. They are looking for people who can dress that same way for some time. They are looking for people who say that, you know what, I want to serve. I want to serve in the church. I'll come and serve your mother on Saturdays. I'll come and do something for your parents on Saturdays. I'll come and help them and do something for them. I am looking for somebody like that. Because if you can do it for my parents, you can do it for me. If you can do it for your own parents, you can do it for me. Now why you who say, you know, media me nails, media me fan dia grow. And then I have to, yeah, me nails dia damakuma so. What the me nails dia grow? I why not? Hey, many bebre also. Your nails. Why don't you eat your nails? Marry your nails. Flow with your nails. Let your nails marry you. Take you to the altar. Remove the nails and serve. I said remove the nails and serve. remove the nails and serve. Any man who places value on your nails is a useless man. That's all they place value. As for me, even I see you and you don't have nails, it worries me a lot. He's a waste pipe. Don't waste your time on that person. He doesn't value assets. He values liability. He values liability. Open nails. A man who likes nails and hips and eyelashes. He's a man going nowhere. It's a man going nowhere. A man who values nails more than sacrifice, nails more than spirituality, nails more than cement, nails more than blocks. That man is a useless man. He's going nowhere. No, he's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. Pray for a man. When who sees your nails will ask you that, how much are the nails? You say 10 cities. You say that this 10 cities is three blocks. Three pieces of blocks. Now they are two. You must want that man. When you call for yogurt and he says, how much is yogurt? You say 2 cities. He says, that's half block. You must value that man. You must value that. He will build you a house. No, he will build you a house. He will buy you a car. And it is better you sit in a car without nails. It's better you live in your own house without nails than to be a tenant with long nails, painted, shining. Who cares? Now, what dress is shepherd? Then you are leaving your borrowed house. Your rented house. You go and sit in an Uber that you are paying for. To an office that will be, they will be insulting you every day. Look for somebody who can sacrifice. Sacrifice is the beginning of multiplication. You want to multiply, learn how to sacrifice. You want to multiply, learn how to sacrifice. Learn how not to eat early. Learn how not to eat quickly. Every profit that comes early, you are eating. Money that is given, you are eating. Everything. You can never delay rewards. Anybody who does not delay rewards can never build. You don't delay rewards, you can never multiply. If you always want to take your reward first, you will never, never, never become great. Delay your rewards. Delay your rewards. Delay your rewards. Learn how to delay your rewards. I'm sitting in this church by the grace of God up till today. The church has never paid me 1 cedi, but I don't have a problem with it because I'm delaying my rewards. If I had taken money from this church, we would not be in a building that we call our own. By now, COVID-19 would have hit us and we need money to pay rent. But by the grace of God, because we delayed rewards, we delayed our salary, we delayed our money, and everything we had, we put it inside here. Look at us in this building and we don't pay rent. No landlord calls us. We can have a meeting every morning, every afternoon, every evening. We don't owe 1 penny as a church. Delay rewards. In 10 years' time, when the church is at a certain level, we are only 5 years. 10 years' time, when the church is at a certain level and they say that we are buying a 4x4 for our pastor, I'm prophesying. That one, I will never say that, oh, delay that one, because I have paid my due. That is how it works. Are you in the church? Are you here? Are you being blessed? So it doesn't happen in the comfort zone. There's no comfortable multiplication. It takes effort. Check the woman who was singing. Ask her, how long have you been singing? How long have you been using your throat that you can just raise it? Bye, then you are gone. Bye, then you are gone. We try raising it, then our voice like, like that. Ask how long. No, multiplication doesn't happen in comfort. It doesn't happen without effort. You have to sacrifice. You have to pay a price. It must cost you something. So for Simon, it cost him his energy and his boat. He had to push it. He had to first give the boat and then push it. Push it. Push it. Push it small. Push it small. Number 2. Continue verse 4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon. So now Jesus had used the boat in the first place. Now he has finished speaking. He said to Simon, launch out into the deep. Hey. After we have spoken, now launch out into the deep. They were not on the shore. They were in the water. But he said, launch out into the deep. There are levels in our life. There are levels in spirituality. There are levels in singing. There are levels in prayer. There are levels in preaching. There are levels in prosperity. There are levels in this life. At the level where Jesus was preaching, it was the level for speaking. It was the level for making people's minds and ears tickled. It was a level for touching the people who were standing there. But Jesus was looking at a level where he can now speak to fish. Fish cannot hear, but Jesus had to speak to them. He had to speak a language that fish will understand. And he said that where we are going now, this level cannot do it. We have to go deeper. There are certain levels of anointing you need. There are certain levels of money you need. There are certain levels of multiplication you need. You cannot get it at the shallow level that you are operating. You want to hit a certain supernatural level. You want to hit a certain multiplication level. You want to hit a certain level that the world will hear about you. You can't do it in the shallow level that you are. You must go deeper. We must begin to go deeper with the Lord. We must begin to go deeper with our research. We must begin to go deeper with our prayer. We must begin to go deeper with rehearsal. You must begin to go deeper. He said that launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. Where we are now is preaching level. But the way you want to multiply, we must go deep. So he said that launch out into the deep. Your depth determines your scoop. How deep you go determines how much you can scoop. Your depth determines your scoop. When I prepare a message, I can prepare a message. 10 minutes, the message is ready. The message is ready. Then I start working on it to go deeper. I start working on it for days. So I'll be there. I'll pick the message. Look at it. God will show me something. I've gone deeper. Then I'll pick it again. I'll be there. I'll see something. Then I'm walking around. Then I'm seeing you are going deeper. You are going deeper. So when you drop the message, it just enters the heart that it must enter. Are you understanding me? There are other people too. The message is not that deep. It doesn't go anywhere. You just come and do twinkle, twinkle, little stars. And people are going and they are happy. We joked and they were happy. We told stories and they were happy. We are not here to tell stories. We are here to go deeper into your heart. We are here to divide into the heart and turn the sinews and the muscles and tear them into pieces and make sure that the word enters. So you go deeper. He says, launch out into the deep and let down your net. The deeper you go, the more the scoop. Your depth determines your scoop. How much you can scoop is determined by how deep your ladle can go. Can't you see how our mothers are serving us soup? Can't you see how they do it? When they are serving the soup, depending on who they are serving, they know how deep they go. If they are serving boys and girls, their sons and daughters, just. But they are serving the breadwinner. They go down because that is where the thing is. It's not on the surface. So when you go and you are buying something from the chop bar and they are just doing surface, tell them, hey, the deeper the ladle, the more the scoop. Go down, go down, go down, go down. You cannot operate on this shallow level and expect that God will give you everything. He says, draw now to me. It's not draw now into shallowness. God himself is deep. So when he's saying draw now to me, he's expecting you to go deep. He's expecting you to go deep. So he taught in shallow waters and now he's going to do miracles. He says, let's go deeper. You can teach in shallow waters. But when it comes to the miraculous, when you want to see change, when you want to see lives being transformed, when you want to see multiplication, when you want to see people's lives changing, you must go deeper. When you want your song to begin to heal people, go deeper. When you want your preaching to begin to deliver people, go deeper. When you want your prayer to begin to turn nations out and turn things around, go deeper. We like shallow operation because it's easier. It's easier. Levels of operation. Look at Psalm 42 verse 7. Psalm 42. The Bible says, deep calls unto deep. deep calls unto deep. At the noise of your waterfalls, all your waves and billows have gone over me. Deep calls unto deep. Deep, deep, deep. You want to have an encounter with God. You want to get to the point of multiplication. Go deeper. Go deeper. Stop this 10, 15 minutes prayer. Stop this 10, 15 minutes worship. Go deeper. Dig deeper. Dive deeper. Stop this 10 minutes Bible study. Go deeper. Enough of this shallow water preaching, shallow water prayer, shallow water singing. You sing and you are standing there, you are wondering, what are they doing? These comedians, sometimes you run away from the church building because you don't want to be contaminated. After that, then you come. Because if you stay there, you'll be contaminated by the thing that they are doing that they call worship, or by the thing they are doing they call preaching. Are you here? Go deeper. Psalm 107 verse 23, check something. The Bible says, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters. Go to the next verse. They are the ones who see the wonders. They see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. 23. Go back to 23. Those who go down to the sea in ships. Ships don't operate at shores. They go deep. So those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business in great waters. Your prayer must be business in great waters. Stop this shallow marriage that you are marrying. Go deeper. Your wife knows nothing about you. Your husband knows nothing about you. It's a shallow marriage. And you want to multiply. You want happiness. You will never see it. Go deeper. Go deeper. I don't enjoy this. My Christian, when I go to church, I'm not happy. You will never be happy because you are too shallow. This message I'm preaching, it's not for shallow people. It will pass over your head. You'll be angry. And the person will preach on board where the beer, where the beer, where the beer, where the beer, where the beer. Do I look like a comedian? Where the obesity? I will give you a word that will hit you hard. That will make you think. That will make you reconnect to God. That's why you come here. You didn't come looking for a comedian. Comedians, they have their places. We never said that here we act comedy. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters. Verse 24. They are the ones who see the works of the Lord. The works of the Lord. The works of the Lord. You don't see it in shallow waters. You don't see it on shallow grounds. You go deeper and you see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. In the deep. That's why sometimes some people just get on my nerves when I see lightness, shallowness, and seriousness. It just offends me. It just offends me. I'm learning to accommodate light people. Because the church has a mix of light people, deep people, shallow people, crazy people, mental people, and others, you know. So I'm learning to just be able to. But my natural life, I don't last long with lightness. Jokes and jokers. No. We need to get serious. We need to get serious with God. You want to get anything from God, get deeper. Get deeper. Otherwise, you will never enjoy Christianity. Multiplication happens in the deep side of Christianity. It happens in the deep side of prayer. It happens in the deep side of word. It happens in the deep side of Bible study. It happens in the deep side of life. Be serious about life for once. Be serious in life for once. Be serious. Be serious. Become a deep thinking person. Become a deep thinking person. What do people know you for? What do people know you for? What do people, when people think about you, what do they remember? When people are looking for people to advise them, does your name come up? If the only time your friends call you is when they need someone to joke with and smile with, you must be very, very, very sad. They use you to release stress. you are like bubble color. We there may problem mastery. So see, they might too stressed. So let me call him. They are like incommoded. All of those people, they are old people. I know you won't know them. That's why I'm using them. You know Lil Wayne. I can't think far. That's what you will know. You know. Let your friends call you for deep conversations. When it comes to deep conversations, you have nothing to say. And you want to multiply. Multiplication is for people who think deep. People who go deep. People who go deep. Not fete Christians. Go deeper. Why is it that your husband doesn't like chatting with you? Because there's nothing deep in your conversation. I have a friend who told me that I don't like talking to my wife. I said, why? He said, every deep conversation you bring will turn into an argument. And then she thinks that you are insulting her. I said, how? How is that every time you are talking to your husband, you think he's insulting you? I said, but read. Multiply. I said, multiply. Go deeper. And me, I don't like such messages. Oh. Such messages, when they preach, I mean, I don't understand it. Then you are in the wrong place. Go deeper. Go back to school. Go deeper. Don't become lazy. As for me, SHS. No. As long as I have strength, I can work. I see. Go deeper. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. So this Jesus said, go. Let's go deep. That's why he told them, let's go. Launch into the deep side of this water. Launch into the deep side. Go back to my original scripture, Luke 5. Launch deeper. Launch into the deep. And when you launch into the deep, now cast out your net. Stop casting out your net in shallow waters. Stop casting out your net in shallow waters. Babiana will propose it. Shallow water women, shallow water men. Have you seen any real jewel in shallow ground before? They are deep. They are deep. Those shallow miners, they call them galamse. These are the shallow surface mining. But you want real mining, go under. You see that there's a miner here. They go down, miles. Oh, yeah. They go down miles into the ground, into the belly of the earth. That's where the real diamond, the real gold is sitting. The real things are deep. The real thing that would make you great is very deep. Connect to God on a very deep level. Connect to the scriptures in a very deep way. Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. Don't let down your net when you are in shallow waters. Go deeper. So before you start, it's just like saying, don't cast your pearl before swine. Before you start casting your net out, test the person to see how deep the person is. Before you start releasing your great pearls, check if the person is deep enough. Test the person if they have what it takes to carry it. Check it. If they can't carry it, don't waste it. Sometimes test people with money. See how they operate with the money. See if they will steal. Put money there and act as if you've not seen it. Check if they will steal before you even give them anything proper. Deep. Deep. Don't just shallow. Ushan, within 3 weeks, you are sleeping with the person already. Because me, I'm looking for a place to stay anyway. It is also a one bedroom and there. Send me to make me a question in chain. You are a shallow person. Very, very shallow. And whoever it is to, you have also done your mining in shallow waters. And in shallow waters, you don't get anything proper. That's why Jesus said, go deeper. Launch out into the deep. Launch down. I said, let down your nets for a catch. Let down your nets for a catch. Because we are now coming to catch. We are now coming to catch. So let's go. Where the thing multiplies, where multiplication happens, it's not here. So brother, sister, if you want to multiply, go deeper. Go deeper with your course. Go deeper with your ministry. Go deeper with your calling. Go deeper with what God has called you to do. Go deeper with your skill. Go deeper with your talent. Go deeper with the anointing. Go deeper with the word. Go deeper with God. Go deeper. Go deeper with the business you are doing. We ask you too many things about your business. You can't even answer. 1, 2, 3, and you are bored. Why are you asking me so many questions? You are angry not because we are asking questions. It's because you are shallow. You don't have depth in the area. When we start asking you so many songs, hey, do you know how to sing this and that? Hey, I don't know how many locals and kwana meto. Because you are shallow. You don't want to go deep. It takes a lot to go deeper. It is very, very difficult to go deeper. Those who go deep, mining deep, it's not easy. It is just easy to mine on the surface. So there are so many people on the surface. But if you want to go to a place where you'll be alone, get out of your comfort zone and go deeper. At that place, there's no traffic. You are alone in the presence of the Lord. When we are praying and we go deeper, you get to a point where there are not a lot of people praying there. You are just alone and your prayer begins to flow like that. But on this surface, there's so much traffic. As you are praying, somebody's praying, crisscrossing your prayer, talking, you are talking, singing, you are singing, doing whatever. Get to a point where you hit a key or a note that it is only 10 people in the whole gang who can hit that note. You will see how many people will follow you. Get to a point where you preach a message that only 5 people at your level can preach that message. You will see how many people will be connected. Get to a point where in your business, you are the only one who can deliver the thing in a certain way. Go deeper. They will look for you and multiply you. But if you don't go deep and everybody is at the same level, we are all offering the same things, we are all doing the same thing, who should differentiate you? We are all the same. You don't stand out. You want to stand out, go deeper. You want to stand out, cook better. You want to stand out, become a better wife. You want to stand out, become a better husband. Become a better preacher. Become a better singer. Go deeper. Become a better usher. Be a better engineer. Go deeper. Become a better player. Become a better instrumentalist. Go deeper. Become a better singer. Become a better prayer warrior. Go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper. You multiply when you go deeper. You multiply in the depth. You don't multiply in the shallow waters. When he has stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep. You think Jesus couldn't have called the fishes to come to the shore? He could have, but he wanted to teach a lesson that we don't catch fish, multitudes of fish on the shore. We don't multiply on the shore. We multiply in the deep. We multiply in the deep. So you want to multiply, go deeper. Do something better than what you are doing. Play better than you are playing. Sing better than you are singing. Preach better than you are preaching. Do business better than you are doing. Sow better than you are sowing. Do carpentry better than you are doing. Do masonry better than you are doing. Tile than you are doing. Read. I see people who are doing works and they never even go on the internet to see what is being done. What is being done? What is being done? Let's see how nice people are doing it so that we can add to it. Nothing at all. Nothing. We just get up. What comes to our mind, we do. You are never going deep and you will never multiply. You never multiply. Multiplication doesn't happen in shallow waters. Are you here? Are you with me? I'll give you the last one and I'll close. Multiplication happens when God says so. Go to verse 5. Verse 5. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, We have toiled all night and caught nothing. We have toiled all night. We have caught nothing. We have toiled all night. It's not just your hard work that will bring multiplication. Because these guys have toiled all night. It's not long hours of work that brings multiplication. They have toiled all night. They have worked all night. They have done everything that they had to do. We have sang all night. We have prayed all night. We have done business all night. We have saved money all night. We have done everything that we have to do all night. But Simon said, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. I was talking to somebody not too long ago, and I was saying to this person that what God has done for me within the past 10 years, I just cannot imagine it. It's been too wonderful. Then the person said, so what about those who have been serving God for 20 years and they have seen nothing? What do you tell such people? I said, God's timing is different from everybody. God cannot be put in a test tube. God doesn't use a formula that works one size fits all. He operates differently with everybody. Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Maybe you have toiled all 20 years and caught nothing. You have toiled all 15 years and caught nothing. You have toiled all 10 years and caught nothing. You have toiled all 5 years and caught nothing. My question to you is that, have you been toiling with what he's been speaking? Have you been toiling with what he's been speaking? Have you done anything with what he has said before? Or you have toiled with your own strength? You have toiled with your own energy? You have toiled with your own wisdom? You have toiled with your own understanding? You have toiled with your own skill? You have toiled with your own talent? You have toiled with your own energy? You have toiled with your own know-how? Till you stop toiling with your own understanding and with your own know-how and say, nevertheless, at your word, you need God to speak. You want to multiply, God must speak. It is not just your toiling all night. It's not just your working all night. It's not just your working all day. God must speak. Has God spoken? My prayer for you this morning is that God will open your ears. God will open your heart so that when he speaks, you will hear. When he sends a message, it will touch you. We should stop operating with our own strength. Stop operating with your own energy. Stop operating with your own mind. Start operating with that saith the Lord. What is the Lord saying about my business? What's he saying about the church? What's he saying about the marriage? What's he saying about my life? What's he saying? Until you begin to work with what the Lord is saying, you will toil all night. You will toil all day. You will run all year. You will run all night. You will do whatever you want to do by yourself, and you will never see the results. You will never receive multiplication. You will never receive money. You will never receive multitudes. You will never receive the more fish you are looking for. But at his word, 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 at his word. If only you can hang on to his word, your life will change. If only you can hang on to his word, your business will change. If only you can hang on to his word, your marriage will change. If only. Too many people are working on their own. Too many people are preaching on their own. Too many people are praying on their own. Too many people are singing on their own. Too many people are doing business on their own. Too many people are doing stuff on their own. And that is why they are toiling all night and they are catching nothing. They are running all night and they are catching nothing. They are going door to door and they are receiving nothing. They are sending application everywhere and they are receiving nothing. Wait upon the Lord. Let the Lord say one word. Let the Lord speak a sentence. Let the Lord speak a paragraph. Let the Lord give you one direction. When the Lord speaks and you go with at thy word and you let down your net, the Bible says that the people began to bring in fish that their boat could not handle it. They had to call people. They had to call friends. But Simon answered, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Verse 6. And when they let down the net, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking. Why is it that some people's nets are breaking and some people's nets are empty? It is the Lord that has spoken. When would you allow God to speak? What has the Lord said to you 1 year ago that you have not done? What has the Lord been telling you overnight that you have not done? What has the Lord been telling you all these months that you have not done? When you begin to do what the Lord is saying, you begin to see the multiplication. When you begin to walk according to the word, according to the rhema word of God, you begin to see the multiplication. May we as a church begin to operate by the word of God. May we as musicians begin to operate by the word of God. May we as ushers begin to operate by the word of God. May we as pastors begin to operate by the word of God. May we as businessmen and women begin to operate by the word of God. Because when the Lord speaks, multiplication is inevitable. You will multiply when the Lord speaks, and your life will never be the same again. Lift up your hands, stand to your feet, and let's just begin to pray to end the service. Just pray that, Father, let this word become active in my life. Let me become a doer of this word. Let me be a doer of this word, not a hearer only. May I do this word. May I do the things that I've heard that will cause me to multiply in the name of Jesus. What's the Lord saying? Father, speak about my hustle. Speak about my struggle. Speak about my life. Say something concerning my life. Say something concerning my ministry. Say something concerning all that I'm doing. Because when you speak, multiplication is inevitable. When you speak, I will multiply. When you speak, I will multiply. When you speak, my life changes. When you speak, things begin to move. I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you speak in my life. You speak in my ministry. You speak in my business, so that the fishes that we have been looking for will begin to look for us. So that the money we are looking for will begin to look for us. So that the business we are looking for will begin to look for us. You want things to begin to look for you. Find out what God is saying about that thing. As long as you are operating by what the Lord is saying, things will begin to look for you. Money will begin to look for you. Business will begin to look for you. Good marriage will look for you. Music will look for you. Whatever you are looking for would begin to look for you. If you can put the word of God and the things of God and what he's saying first in the name of Jesus. Madosiaba.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Let's give a mighty clap offering to the Lord. What do we say to the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Please take your seat in heavenly places. God bless you, Pastor. We want to say a big thank you to our Lord Jesus Christ because he wants to bless us.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Emmanuel Methel. We hope you were blessed by the message. Worship with us at the Rohi Church in Community 22, Tema. Every Sunday from 7:30 to 9:30 for the tree service and 10:30 to 12:30 for the English service. We have Bible studies from 9:45 to 10:30 a.m. Tuesday Empowerment Service is from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. Download the Rohi Church app on Google Play and App Store for more life-transforming messages. Follow Pastor Emmanuel Methel and the Rohi Church on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Call us on 0204-336-002 for counseling and inquiry. Rohi Church, loving God, making disciples, and invading globally. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Hot Jobs Africa Limited, Ghana's number one HR firm. Looking for quality staff? Looking for a job? Contact us on 0204-336-009. Think HR, think Hot Jobs Africa.